You're listening to Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG. It's my pleasure to welcome into the studios Mariana Gabi, the very first teacher of Nadia Salerno Sonnenberg.
Yes.
You must be very proud of her.
Absolutely. She's one of a kind. There's no one who has that kind of expression, that kind of force, that kind of energy, really feels the music. And that's so exciting, even now.
Yeah, absolutely. Mariana Gabi, you're also one of a kind.
Oh.
For a long time, the conductor of the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra, and now you've come back to stand on the podium to conduct the New Horizons Symphony here in Las Cruces, and welcome to your new position.
Well, thank you so much. I am absolutely delighted that they asked me, because I am always searching for reasons to make music. I mean, that is my life. And last week we had our first rehearsal, and may I say that it was really revealing. Great players, interested in the music, interested in the group as a whole, wonderful people, you know, lots of compliments. I felt really good being with that group.
That's wonderful. I was reading the New Horizons organization actually started in Rochester, where I'm from, at the Eastman School, and it was to start bands for seniors and people who hadn't been able to play for whatever reasons for a long time and might want to still be playing. And now there are 90 New Horizons bands around the country, but there's only 7 orchestras, and we're one of those 7.
That's right. And the reason, strings.
Yeah.
No. There's always a demand for strings, especially we are in need, especially of lower strings. We need more celli, we need more double bass, you know. And so anybody who is interested should really call, because it's fun, and we're not putting you on the spot. You know, we're asking you just to do what you can do to help us. In fact, let me tell you something. When I first came here in 1975, the orchestra was not even a tenth as good as what this orchestra is.
The Las Cruces Symphony, in other words, is not as good as what the New Horizons Orchestra is.
When I came.
Yes, of course,
I'm talking
I
about the University Symphony. When I came in 75, it was just, I almost left. You know, I almost dropped the baton and left, because it was supposed to be an E-flat major chord, and it was like, I don't know, new music. So I am very proud to be on the podium directing them, because they want to be there. They want to learn. And what does maestra mean?
Right.
It means teacher.
That's right.
You know, and this is who I am. I love teaching. I'm at DAC also teaching Music 101, and I just want to share that passion.
Now, I should say that although New Horizons was started mainly for retirees, you'll take people of all ages.
We have people of all ages in there, even high school students. Mm-hmm. And I taught 101 at the university for so many years, and one lady said her daughter played the violin. She remembered me. She sent her daughter.
Yeah.
And it was exciting to see that we have all kinds of people. We even have instruments. If you don't have an instrument, you can borrow one from the New Horizons. And if you care to join, we meet on Thursday at 6:15 in the evening until 8:15 in the band room at NMSU. Millie Conrad and Jean Zika started this in 2003. Mind you, Dr. Clark had started it way before for band. I remember when that started, because I had some friends who were getting back into playing again. It's a little more difficult, I think, for strings, but they had a ball. And let me tell you another thing that I get goosebumps when I say. Dr. Clark is going to play tuba for us.
Oh, how wonderful. You're going to get him back in the seat, huh?
I cannot believe that when he called and said, Mariana, I'm going to play tuba for you. Oh, my God. He's going to be a great help also to the brass players.
And oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just beautiful.
I'm sure he's going to love that because I always ask him, have you been playing? And he's always, he's too busy conducting and doing all the other
yes.
things he does. So I'm sure he's going to love that.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, that's Dr. William Clark, who was the former department chair here in the music department, longtime conductor of the Mesilla Valley Concert Band and the Horizons Band, and just a wonderful musician all the way around. So, and actually, here in Las Cruces, we have not just we have the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra, which you're conducting, the band and the swing band. So
yes.
We're a big New Horizons town. Now, I want to just underscore and talk a little bit about the music you play, because this is real orchestral music.
You know, Leora, you know who I am. I I'm an old timer. I go by the old school. I don't like arrangements. I think there's so much literature out there already. Why should we mm-hmm. do that? I mean, that's watering down, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're going to start our program with Bill Leland, playing the Emperor Concerto, the
Beethoven
Emperor Concerto.
Wonderful.
And then we're going to go on with the ballet music from Faust, Gounod's Faust, and end with the España by Chabrier.
So this is all wonderful music, and if you're interested in participating, particularly if you play the lower strings, but anybody
should... We
need
percussion, too.
Okay, should call the New Horizons office and...
Well, I can give you a couple of numbers, okay? Carol Eberhardt, who's our president, 526-1804, and I also give you my number, okay? It's Mariana Gabi, 522-1498, because I would like to encourage you not to be intimidated and to come forth and have a good time. We don't turn anyone away. We expect the person to come up to a certain level, and that's the joy.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, there's a lot of research being done now about music and keeping the brain alert and actually keeping people
well,
alive.
I'm certainly glad to hear that.
There's quite a lot out there about how it makes use of certain neuropathways that will help keep your brain alert. So it's a good thing to do. I should, we have just a couple of minutes left, Mariana, but our listeners will be interested to hear some of your quite extraordinary background. I remember that Mariana Gabi was the first woman conductor to bring an orchestra to China.
No, I conducted their orchestra.
Yeah, okay.
In China.
First woman conductor.
Yes, and that was in 1988, mm-hmm. just before Tiananmen Square.
Wow.
And that was wonderful. But the best was Russia, in Moscow, because they have outstanding players, and I was there twice.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first American woman mm-hmm. to conduct there. And I must say, those experiences continue to linger, because music is everywhere. It is a gift. It is a passion. You can share it no matter where you are.
Yeah.
And no matter how good or bad players are.
And you've certainly been doing that for all these
years.
Oh,
I love it.
And did you not also study in Paris with Nadia Boulanger?
Yes, I did. No, Nadia Boulanger. Yvonne Astruc and René Chédégal at the conservatory, the Paris Conservatory. No, uh-huh. I never studied with Boulanger, because mostly it was composition.
Yeah.
Everybody studied with her,
uh-huh.
but me.
Right. But you were at the conservatory.
Oh, yes. For 5 years, and it was very exciting.
We're speaking with Mariana Gabi, the new conductor of the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra. First concert is in November.
That's November 4th.
Okay.
And at the Music Hall in the auditorium. I guess it's called now Anderson.
Atkinson Hall.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. And it's at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, November 4th.
Well, I'm sure we'll have you on before that to talk about it. And then there's a concert in February and one in May.
Yes.
And weekly rehearsals.
Yes.
So it should be a very exciting year.
I hope so, all my heart. I want you to come. 6:15, Music Building, Band Room, every Thursday.
Thank you so much to Mariana Gabi. I'm sure we'll be talking many times during the year. New conductor of the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra.